This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to show you that Joe Rogan kicks. It's one of the best out there, according to Eddie Bravo, and getting into some other issues. But Eddie, stop saying I'm the one that's the expert. The show is all about everybody doing their own research. Paul Watson goes out, 12 years ago and finds Google saying, we're watching you over the camera, we're listening to you over the microphone, in a press release to shareholders about a new form of advertising. So anybody can do this. And you're just as smart or smarter than I am. So
no, I doubt that.
BS.
And what is research?
You're too humble.
Let's define research, because some people think that getting on the internet is not research. You have to go to a library or something. What do you mean? What's research mean?
Research means, okay, well, they have all these reports that...
Can you get on the internet and do research?
Yes.
Okay, can you get on YouTube and do research?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
It's
some people think, oh, it's weird. The same people that say, there was a guy on Joe Rogan's podcast, some paleontologist... Isn't it amazing that we have all the information of all time on our watch? Isn't that amazing? It's incredible.
This is the real Eddie Bravo.
It's an incredible time we're
living
in.
Cuss words are coming.
And then all of a sudden, dinosaurs
are replicas. Do it for me. I love it.
Did you know that? Did you know that all the skeletons of dinosaurs and all the museums are all replicas? They're not, because the real bones are too sensitive and they don't want people touching them, so they lock them up so no one can see them. So all the skeletons that you see, did you know this? I didn't know this. They're replicas. Isn't that weird?
I want to take you to the Natural History Museum.
The only reason...
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to have a headline tonight on CNN. Alex Jones says dinosaurs weren't real. I'm going to tell you right now, I believe in it. They're such liars in media and science and have been caught with big lies. All the big stuff with Piltdown Man and all the fake early humanoids they claim they dug up. Yes, there's a big history of paleontologists and archaeologists faking things. That's an admitted fact. In fact, Google history of archaeologists faking finds. It's epidemic. It's massive. It's a big problem. So you're right to question.
Yeah, if there's something out there that I got to take some unknown scientist's word for, some unknown government scientist's word for, and there's science that we don't know anything about the experiments, we just got to take someone's word for it, a government scientist.
Well, my grandfather was an archaeology major at UT.
Yeah.
After World War II. That was before World War II. The point was, and he was involved out front when they were building Lake Travis, when they found stuff, and he saw them dig up the plesiosaur. That's at UT. So if you go to UT, a lot of the places have these big giant ones where only a few pieces are real, and they'll fall apart. They try to weld all those together so plastic's easier. They think the public's dumb. But you go to UT, you go to the Natural History Museum, you go downstairs, nobody wants to look at it, you'll see 100% real dinosaurs all over the place.
They're not replicas?
They're not replicas.
Okay. All right. Then
but
corrected.
My point is... You can argue about how long ago they were really here.
Well, my point is, if you go to a museum and there's a dinosaur skeleton and it's a replica, it's only cool to see a dinosaur skeleton if it's a real dinosaur skeleton. If it's fake, you might as well put skin on it.
No, I agree. When you go to the New York Metropolitan thing or the Smithsonian, most of it are replicas.
It's only cool if they're real. If it's not real,
And then they call it a conspiracy theory if you say it's a replica. Why are they showing us replicas?
Yeah, why not just put thick skin on it, too, and just... It's only cool to see a skeleton.
Oh, I took my kids to that Walking with Dinosaurs where the robots come out.
Yeah, you might as well just...
Maybe that's real,
thing,
huh?
Fake the whole thing.
No, you've got a great point, because what do you do when the media gets caught lying so much? It then discredits all of it. I mean, who knows what's real, huh?
Yeah, and, something that existed 60 million years ago, come on, you gotta question it. You gotta...
I just love how Joe says during breaks, like, Eddie doesn't think dinosaurs are real. He says it like that.
Hey, I'm just questioning it, man.
No, no, I hear you. Look, look, look. An alligator's not in the dinosaur family, but it's even predates dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a 24-foot-long saltwater crocodile, that's a dinosaur.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, during the break, Fox News and CNN and stuff were on in there in the control room, and it was like, White House under increasing pressure to show the evidence of wiretapping. There's no such thing. The CIA and Google and everybody just admits they tap hundreds of millions of people a day, and they just admitted they were listening to General Flynn at Trump Tower. And we've got top CIA people coming out saying that he was under surveillance. They're like, how dare Trump? We want to impeach him, Bloomberg says. But here it is. Trump's wiretap tweets raise risk of impeachment. Noah Feldman. I mean, this is crazy. They turn it all around. It should be, wow, Vault 7. Cameras on your phone, cameras on your computer, the sensors, the audio listening to you. I mean, that's been out forever. They turn it all around. How dare Trump say Obama was spying on him when they admittedly, remember a month ago, they said, we heard General Flynn with the Russians. We were wiretapping him. So Trump goes, what are you doing wiretapping me? You're crazy. We didn't wiretap you. I mean, the games they play, Eddie Bravo of 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, one of the top jiu-jitsu trainers in the world. Of course, one of the co-hosts, Joe Rogan Experience podcast. You haven't got out your websites. Give folks your websites.
10thplanetjj.com, 10thplanetjj.com. you want to learn jiu-jitsu online or anything like that.
You were like super calm on air with me. You were out of control with Joe Rogan.
No shots. Where's the shots?
Where's the what?
Where's the shots?
Oh, yeah. We need to get some shots going.
You want
to
wake me up? You got to pull out the whiskey.
That wasn't real whiskey we were drinking. We're like Hollywood people. We were drinking like, you know, just like brown watercolor.
I told Joe, food no more coloring. Whiskey. And he gave me the green light. So, you know, I could bite my tongue and be calm.
You go in that little kitchen. There's like 20 bottles of whiskey in there.
Yeah. It's, but on the dinosaur thing really quick, if you want to look into the whole, did dinosaurs really exist? Go to YouTube, look up Eric Dubay's Dinosaurs Don't Exist, and decide for yourself.
You know what's
Eric
crazy? Dubay. Who's the Christian guy? I forget his name. I've had him on. Who's the guy in Florida had the Dino Museum? Will you agree? Kent Holland? Mm-hmm. Hovind, okay. It's real distorted. You guys feed to me the last few weeks. I've not really bitched about it, but it's just like, it's like Cylon Raiders are attacking the planet. Alex, this is what's going on. We have this guy's on the world. I'm not mad. It's just, they keep repeating stuff to me because I just have to like portend what's being said down the system. But he just did this creation museum and saying the dinosaurs, you know, lived before the flood. Mm-hmm. They threw his ass in prison.
Yeah, let's. You know, for question, I don't know.
They said it was tax evasion because he had a 501c3 for his religious beliefs. You're supposed to have that. I mean, if they could have 501c3s to fund people to go kill cops, why can't that guy have that?
Yeah. I don't know anything about that guy, though, but Eric Dubay, YouTube, that guy, he breaks it down. It's pretty entertaining at the very least.
Now we should have Dr. Kent Hovind back on the broadcast. He's a good guy. Now, getting serious, though, what do you make, be honest, of Trump?
Man, I don't know, you know, because when you listen to, I love listening to CIA whistleblowers like John Stockwell. I love listening to him. And what he says, what the CIA does is they're basically, their job is to take out leaders that are not playing ball economically, internationally, right?
Yes.
So if you think about all the countries south of the United States, Mexico, Guatemala, Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, they're all in shambles economically, right?
Yes.
All those countries. And to think that the U.S. is immune to that, all these countries, I don't know how many countries, is that 30 countries south of the United States, something like that, all of them in shambles economically, right?
Yes.
I don't know. So to think that it seems like the people that the globalists, that's the formula.
Well, the IMF, the World Bank, admittedly, in their own documents that relate to 2002, they want to keep the third world poor, whether it's Eastern Europe or Latin America. Yeah.
And it seems like that's the formula. Let's just keep everybody.
And now they want that. The globalists want to make the West poor now, too, to control
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And Trump, look at this, 290,000 new jobs, massive new factories moving back. It seems like he's blocking that.
So you asked me about Trump. Either what you're saying about Trump is the truth and I'm behind Trump, or maybe the globalist thought, how do we crush the U.S. economy and make them just like all the other countries in the Western Hemisphere? Maybe if we let Donald Trump be president, people will freak out, will aid the freak out. Maybe they wanted Trump in so that to divide us.
That's actually true.
I don't know.
But that's actually true.
Maybe they wanted it.
Early on, they thought Trump was easily beaten. It blew up in their face. They wanted him against Hillary, thinking he'd lose, but they didn't understand that the public was awake. See, there's a lot of smart folks in these agencies, but the politicians like Hillary don't listen anymore.
If they
they're in charge, they're completely disconnected from reality. They don't know what they're doing. Trump completely bit them in the butt.
But if I hope that's true. I hope that's
true. Oh, he's real.
But if it's
look at the true, MSM, how much they hate him.
Yeah, but maybe maybe the globalists or whoever's in charge, the Illuminati or whatever, maybe the plan was, like, how do we crush America's economy? Let's get Trump in there. Trump is probably not even involved in it, in that. He's just actually trying to do the right thing.
Eddie, globalism's in trouble all over the world, though. They're trying to force feed it. They were arrogant. It's failing. They're not invincible.
Okay.
You know what the Illuminati means?
I want to believe that.
You know what the Illuminati means?
The Illuminated Ones?
Yeah. And actually, there was a renaissance against tyranny, and then the corrupt groups tried to take over movements of the renaissance. They called themselves the Illuminati. They were the ones trying to hijack the renaissance and end it. So the false Illuminati calls itself the Illuminati, but there's a real Illuminati, and nobody's even officially part of it. It's just anybody that wants to empower humanity. Okay, so you could say I'm one of the leaders of the Illuminati worldwide. And you could probably argue I'm the leader of the Illuminati, or Donald Trump is.
They're going to sample that.
Well, I mean, let's get
Alex Jones thinks he's Illuminati. He admits he's Illuminati.
Well, I do, actually. George Washington was the leader of the Illuminati, the real Illuminati. And then the French Revolution was the false Illuminati. This was all in his letters. This was known. They really wanted to end slavery. It didn't mean they got it done, but they had this idea of empowering humanity. That was meant illuminated. God is the real light. Lucifer is the light bearer of the false light. So God is the real illumination. There's a false counterfeit. So the Illuminati we know of that does all this bad stuff and all the devil worship and stuff and compromising people in sex orgies and things, that's how they did it back then. Now it's child molestation. Back then you get in trouble for an orgy with women. Okay.
What? When?
Well, I mean, you know, 240 years ago. Now that it's got to be child molestation. And notice Trump's exposing all that. He's rolling that up. Town hall, why is MSM ignoring Trump's sex trafficking bust? But I'm not, I don't go to secret rituals. I'm not in some group. I'm not, I'm with the Renaissance, true human empowerment. It's just an idea. That's the real elimination versus the false elimination. That's the Illuminati. Let's expand on that. I got invited. I got told by a major movie star who was a Rhodes Scholar that you're going to be invited to Oxford in the next couple months. And it's not just going to be in Oxford. You're not just going to speak to the faculty. They're going to want you to go in these underground caves and do sex rituals, and then you're going to be in the Illuminati. And I said, okay, yeah, whatever. And then I got the call, an official letterhead, you know, come speak at Oxford. Well, I said, no, Cambridge, you know, called. That's a different group. And it was really, they were telling me, come to the thing, you know, join the group. And Benjamin Franklin had gone when he lived in England, actually been part of those. It was the Hellfire Club. So I've been invited to the Hellfire Club in England. But that's real, brother. All my kids, that's real. So, you understand, this stuff's real.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah. Now,
I mean, I know there was a bust in Southern California. They busted like 400 people for some kind of child sex.
Thousands now, yeah.
But was there a new one?
All over New York, Pennsylvania.
Politicians this time, right?
Well, they're getting the handlers and Sandusky's son, you name them. Here it is, that's town hall.
Is this town hall or is it? No, this is Southern
California. That's KTLA. Yeah, that was the one. That happened the day I was out there at Joe's, or the day before.
Now, which is the latest one? The latest one?
The president was just, it's just sex trafficking rings are being busted everywhere. Because they knew where they were. They were never allowed to bust them because they were procuring kids. All these articles?
Do you think that could be the reason there's such a resistance against Trump? Because he's busting these people?
Oh, absolutely. He's not a pedophile.
Yeah. And it seems like, according to Ted Gunderson, if you look at,
he was a great guy.
Ex-FBI chief in LA.
He's dead on.
Okay. He was the one talking about this gigantic.
He exposed on my show, Penn State, like 15 years. I was like saying, sir, don't say that during the breaks. I don't want to get sued. He exposed Boys Town before it broke. Yep. He exposed Penn State. He told me about the British prime minister from his sources in MI5 slitting kids' throats. That was just in the news last week. The major police chief says he was a pedophile. I learned about from other sources. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, Ted Gunderson, again, has many videos on YouTube.
He's dead now, but yeah.
He thought, didn't he think they were killing him and poisoning him?
Oh, they did. They tested his blood. He had, it was arsenic.
Yeah.
He was a tough guy, man.
And he said, he not only...
They poisoned, I'm not allowed to get into it, they poisoned three other people.
And he was in the FBI for 27 years. He was the head
of California.
Yes. And there's many videos of Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief, he talking about not only the gigantic pedophile ring that's going on nationally and internationally, but he was talking about the Satanism that's involved as well. And people think
well, that's
crazy.
The deal. Here's
they
the
think
deal.
You're crazy for talking
they,
about
you,
that.
Look, a regular gang, whether it's white supremacist or Mexican gang, you got to go rob a liquor store. You got to hit an old lady in the head with a gun. You got to shoot somebody. You got to kill a rival gang member. Those are rituals.
Yeah.
Earn your bones.
Yeah.
You know, I earned my bones when you were with cheerleaders, you know, from the Godfather from show. But that's not enough. That's just showing you'll kill somebody and they got dirt on you. You got to hurt kids, and it's not just molest them. The highest levels they kill them.
And they do something about baby blood, right? There's something.
Well, they terrorize the kid, then they drain their blood off while they pump all their hormones out. And then they drink all the adrenaline and all this, and then the essence, yeah.
So, could.
And by the way, Satanist groups have been caught doing that.
wouldn't it be smart for the people that are running these rings, the people at the top, to get as many people involved as possible, right, in high places and powerful places? It seems like there's this giant resistance for Trump. It just seems like
he's
got to have something to do.
They're coming after me. I mean, I can't get into it on air, but they have. We already lost this year. It'd be $5 million. That was all our extra budget and more. They took it away. Google banned us. Facebook's banning us, bro. I mean, we're getting hit hard. But I don't care. I'm going to keep going to the end. I mean, the listeners have come through, but they're really, this operation is like iffy if we can even stay where we're at. And I'm not trying to encourage the attacks, but they're having an effect. Listen, look what Facebook banned. They banned two things yesterday. The Rand Paul interview. It's a senator. How is that fake news? They didn't even notify us. They just banned it. They told USA Today they're not going to start banning news that they say is fake. And then also former, in fact, pull this clip up, guys, and then I'll show the Joe Rogan kick. Former CIA analyst Obama gave green light for NSA CIA to sabotage Trump. Former CIA analyst Larry C. Johnson says that according to his sources, the Obama administration worked with the NSA and the CIA and Britain's GCHQ to disseminate information about Trump that was illegally obtained. Well, they did illegal leaks. They admittedly were surveilling. I think we forgot a month ago. Via surveillance before the election. Johnson joined the CIA in 85 and was later promoted to become senior regional analyst for the Central Intelligence America. That's over the U.S. for Central America, so south of here, before moving on to his work with the State Department. And he went on to say it's a huge deal. It's totally illegal. And it's not their fault they keep missing clips. I keep jumping around what clip I'm going to. Do you guys have that clip ready? Let's go ahead and go to that clip from RT that is an admitted former CIA section analyst head. That's over thousands of people over a whole region, Central America, also operated North America, and he's telling RT this, and we're not allowed to give you this on Facebook. So, because this is fake? No, because we told you 12 years ago they were using cameras on your computer to watch you? It's because we're on target, folks. You think the President of the United States just calls regular people? You think the heads of, I mean, I'm not going to, I shouldn't even get into all this. See, I used to think the CIA was all the bad guys. They were actually just the people fighting for the country with bad people above them, and they were always getting burned. As a course of action, they would burn each new group of people to actually keep control of who the patriots were. Like, I grew up and had some family that had been in covert action in the CIA, like killing people. And all I'd ever heard was, you know, no, the government brings in the drugs, they kill people, you don't want to join it. And so I had that view. But over the years, the people inside that know all this now have the internet, they have us, they have the people. And so I've learned that, like, major SEAL teams, in fact, the most elite SEAL team, but Army, Delta Force, you name it, years ago, they would come in and order them to listen to InfoWars. And I would hear this, like, you know, 15 years ago and go, oh, yeah, I'm sure, right, Yeah, they're telling Delta Force, listen to me. It's all confirmed now. And so they said there was no one else covering this. They said, you listen to Alex Jones. He knows what's going on. And that's just a fact now. And the media never runs with this because they go, what are you talking about with Trump? Well, he talks about how the intelligence community really loves me. So here we are saying they're the enemy. William Binney was the head of the NSA. He actually ran it, not the director, but the technical head. He's a patriot. He comes on all the time. They're the ones that exposed it, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was told by Pachinik, who was high-level CIA, used to run actual overthrow of governments, he said, oh, in the next month, they're going to release even more on the CIA to discipline the top of the CIA. The CIA released that on the CIA.
Now, Dr. Steve Pachinik, totally legit, right?
Oh, yeah.
High-level?
I mean, when he comes on the show, it's in, like, Italian newspapers, and then they send, like, you know, FBI to his house, and he's called before federal courts.
Well,
when he releases stuff, they threaten him with national security arrest. That's how real he is.
Dr. Steve Pachinik, and you got some heat for this. This is kind of changing the subject a little bit. Dr. Steve Pachinik, on your show, said that no kids died at Sandy Hook, that it was a Homeland Security drill that they passed off as a real
event. He says that.
That's what he said.
And I've been hit really hard with it. I can't prove it one way or the other. I know Anderson Cooper standing up there and turns and his whole nose disappears. I work in TV. I know what a blue screen is, bro.
Yeah, and I have one question about Sandy Hook. The one question, the Tower 7 question, is why weren't the medevac helicopters called?
Pachinik ran the operation to overthrow at least 7 countries.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on record.
Yeah.
He co-wrote Tom Clancy's books. He's the Jack Ryan character.
Yeah.
Because that's because he used to be in covert action himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got into the CIA. Here's a big secret about the CIA. Like, they've got hitmen that are like former special forces and stuff, that are Army, Navy, Marine Corps, you know, because you like graduate out of the SEALs and out of things into basically squads that are put in strategic locations around the country with sleeper cells. And so that's basically what goes on, but who they really have for assassins are doctors and psychiatrists. And so a lot of these people you see that are doctors and psychiatrists and things that head up things that were, in the Navy or in the Army, they were all put through secret programs and a bunch of other stuff, and they're the real hitmen. And and there's some weird thing in the government where it's a medical procedure we're doing, like torture is all a medical procedure. Or yeah. It's this thing with doctors. So they send real hitmen after you. It's guys with medical degrees. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Anderson,
it's all very professionally done, though, you understand.
You mentioned Anderson Cooper. People think he was in the CIA, right?
Yes.
And wasn't Operation Mockingbird a CIA operation to infiltrate the media?
Yes.
And Anderson Cooper was in the CIA, right?
I saw articles saying he's not, but he admittedly was. And then they go, there's articles saying that no Muslims ever did a terror attack and that no such thing as Muslim extremism exists. I saw CNN say that last night. The Pope says it. Again, they're at war with reality, Eddie. Yeah. I mean, is there ever Islamic terror?
Isn't it funded by...
Exactly. But the point is there ever Islamists that blow stuff up?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, they say there isn't. It's this mind game. They're going, Trump is crazy. He says there's Islamic terror. It doesn't exist. What the hell are they talking about? So they play these games.
That's a weird one because, I mean, didn't the Pentagon just get busted for spending... paying $500 million to some UK PR firm for fake ISIS videos?
Yes.
Right?
Oh, definitely.
Right?
Islam has been scapegoated and set up and radicalized, but now the radical attack's real. Our government, the criminal elements, have funded radical Islam. First to fight the Soviets, but then since then,
yeah,
to actually create this giant war. So I don't want to kill Muslims. The point is, though, we can't bring in people from Yemen, and everybody knows you can't go to Somalia.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a failed state. Women literally are sold into slavery. We're going to unvetted bring people in from Somalia, like 50,000 a year? Think that's a good idea?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly. So, yeah, there it is. Pentagon paid PR firm $540 million to make fake terrorist videos. Yeah.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that $450 million, or what was that? $540 million to make fake terrorist videos?
Oh, I misread it. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Like, what? Like what's so you can't believe anything that you see when it comes to.
By the way, Eddie, I knew they'd done that before with a separate case. I see you just. I didn't even know about that article. That's from RT and it's declassified. I see.
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, why don't you do a question everything show? It's not conspiracy. We're just questioning stuff. Why don't you do a show?
I'll come out here once a month. How about we do it here?
Yeah, but you're too. I'm saying Eddie is the real deal. I mean, he's one of the toughest guys out there, and he's just so calm and so nice. Unless you give him a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, keep the whiskey away from me.
Me too.
Anything comes out.
I get pretty bad. Admit that was food coloring. It was brown food coloring. We couldn't be drinking like three shots at a time. It was not real.
I mean, isn't it crazy that's the biggest podcast of all time?
And that they won't listen. Joe, you know.
They still won't listen.
He sent me text shots of the. It's the biggest thing in iTunes history, bar none.
The biggest thing in iTunes history.
Biggest thing. All added together, it's like 40 million views. There are a few podcasts that are like 10 minutes long that are bigger, but Joe's in the top three. He has like a 3-hour show, 4-hour show. It varies for those that don't know. And hands down, the biggest podcast in history. And it has like 60% of the viewers of the Super Bowl. They will not list it at the top.
So the Super Bowl was like 110 million?
Yeah.
And Joe's podcast was like 40?
It's 40 on just a couple platforms, there's a bunch of others. Derivatives is probably like 70 million.
That's incredible.
And they won't let you see it.
That's like a bad Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, it's just crazy. But listen, I'm going to get into all this other stuff. Go, because you're too humble. They got to see the wild Eddie Bravo. It goes from absolutely ridiculous to the absolute genius. Go do an hour interview. I'm going to catch your plane with one of the great reporters, Hector, so we can actually hear Eddie Bravo Unchained. But let's go out if we have it. I mentioned the CIA guy. I'll come back with that. Eddie's got to go. And we're also going to play that Joe Rogan kick since I mentioned it. Let's go out to break if we have time with the Joe Rogan kick. What's the kick called?
A turning sidekick. And he's teaching GSP, one of the greatest fighters of all
time. Joe will be texting me. He'll be like, I didn't kick a pylon. It was another guy's leg. I saw the video where Joe keeps kicking, kicking, until the guy quits, and then blood is just pumping out of Joe's leg.
I've never seen that one.
I've seen it. I it was like 10 years ago. I know I saw it. And if Joe says it's not true, he's senile. I'm not going to retract that one. All right, Joe's awesome. Let me know here. There's like a gorilla. Of course, I'm like one too, but not as flexible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Republic, a pro-human planet built on shared destiny as we build an elevator to the stars. Dr. Group's with us well into the next hour because I want him to really stay with us and get to all this news. There's a lot of news I haven't got to yet. I want to hit the big spy news, the economy news first, and then I want to get into some health news, some news dealing with fungus and dealing with yeast and things like that, that is one of the most important things out there that people can actually do for themselves. This is so massive, I don't have words to describe it. And notice, everything we do is game-changing. Whatever the enemy knows that they don't want you to know, we're here to bring it out. Now, since I brought that up, let's get to this right now. It's here in my stack. I'm just going to go through the stacks until I find it. Because during the break, I was trying to find it. As you were coming in here to the studio, as Eddie Bravo was leaving to be interviewed for the Nightly News by Leanne McAdoo. And I was sitting here going over all this. Zuckerberg of Facebook is in trade publications, PC World, Bloomberg, you name it, saying, I've completed the censorship in the U.S. and perfected it. I'm ready to enter the Chinese communist market. So he's proving himself like a whore shaking her ass or something in a brothel in front of the biggest mass murderers in history, the communist Chinese, that he's censored the American people. And guess who he censored? They announced on Sunday, USA Today, that they're going to block questionable news or notify people that go to it. No, they're just banning Rand Paul's interview on InfoWars.com yesterday, Senator Paul. They're banning the CIA analyst on national TV saying, because they didn't like it getting out, that that his colleagues in the CIA said, because he was a section chief over intelligence gathering and analysis, they just block that and just delete it. I mean, this is huge. This isn't like I said Ronald Reagan and Elvis just showed up in Vegas going to play the craps table. They are censoring us. And they're censoring hardcore news that backs up the president. I mean, it's all over Fox, CNN, Bloomberg, are all saying impeach the president. How dare him claim they're unauthorized wiretaps? Because we don't call them those. We call them digital intercepts. They're playing these games, okay? A wiretap's going into your actual phone line and doing it. And so, Dr. Group, I want to get into some of this news and get into your big findings here and it's this amazing info, but this has reached crazy level now where Trump is, they're in the news a month ago saying, we grabbed his intercepts, he talked to the Russians, and they admit nothing was said substantive, just that meetings were being set up, which an incoming president does. And they flip it around and go, we never said we were listening to Trump. I mean, it's like, where's the attention span? And then Vault 7, CNN, as of this morning, I haven't been following it since then, was yet to cover Vault 7, the biggest data dump ever, confirming they're doing fake Russian attacks to blame Trump. They're blackmailing Congress. They're wiretapping or digital intercepting everybody. They're turning the cameras on in your house. Big corporations are doing it to gather data on you. Well, yeah, they said so in press releases. I'd love to take all the news like, I guess Alex Jones is feeling pretty good right now. That's been all over the news. Yeah, Jones believes in Bigfoot. No, I don't. But he got it proven right on this. Again, what are they going to do? This is such an epic moment right now as everything we talked about comes out. And here's the deal. There have been more than 5,000 arrests of reported pedophiles, hundreds of children in slavery rescued. And it'll be reported once in the local news and nowhere, and it's Trump behind it all saying, I'll cover law enforcement who's been threatened if you do this. The guy is an angel. But I'll say this, until one thing, this new bill that Rand Paul came on and talked about yesterday has some real problems. I'm going to go over those. And I know Trump said, this is just for debate. We'll see where it goes. I want to repeal. Let's get it going. This is what the Republican leadership brought out. So this isn't Trump, though he's trying to be positive. But this is the first time I've seen Trump not 100% deliver on what he said he did. And if he starts going sideways on this, I'll cover it. But Dr. Grube, you're an Army veteran yourself. Special operations have been involved in a lot of special task force, you name it. You've seen where all this is going. I never made the government our enemy. It was criminal elements of that government. But I got to say, the MVPs, the patriots, the people that are leading this, the CIA's our biggest enemy, our best friend. The people at the top of it are globalists. But it's the CIA that released Vault 7. They're admitting that now. So there's a civil war in America. What do you make of all this?
It's crazy. It's a war that's going on right now, and everything was so deeply ingrained with DARPA and with Planned Parenthood and with all the control and the geoengineering and all of the chemicals and toxins and the support of Monsanto and the chemical companies that are destroying the Earth's air.
It was a biological conspiracy against
them. Yeah, I mean, if you look at all of the details that have been ingrained with the parties, and just it's not just Democrats.
Your dad
parties.
Developed bisphenol A. I mean, he That's spoke right. out and suddenly died.
That's right. So
you had the men in black come to your house.
I did. Yes, I did. I was actually thrown in a black car, and I went through all that. And even when we were working with doing cancer research, and we were coming up with extremely good results, FDA raided my office, basically said I can't, you know, took all my files, basically said we can't share this information with anybody. It's the disruption that Trump is bringing into a controlled organization that's been controlled and manipulated for hundreds of years. And now you're starting to see some of these things being addressed. I mean, and hopefully, you know, for it, the control of the population is what it all comes
down to. The good guys are striking back. Anybody, Empire Strikes Back, the good guys are striking back right now. You've been striking back since you got out of the Army. I've been striking back. We're all striking back, and we're starting to win.
It's a good feeling. I mean, but you're starting to see everything kind of start blooming now with everything that's going on and all the exposure. I mean, we've known about all the pedophilia stuff for a long time. We've known about that traces back to the MK Ultra. We know about putting fluoride in the water traces back. We had all of the research that I've done on bioweapons and that have been used on the American public and been
used. And people ask where? Oh, like the outgoing White House science czar, John B. Holdren. You know, he wrote a book that 43 years ago admitting the whole plan.
Yeah, the thing is, I have a hard time understanding why people just don't go do their own research. So it's like,
yeah, we did our own. They admitted 12 years ago the cameras on your computer were watching you in press releases by Google to shareholders. It's not like, and then now it's all admitted.
Right. Now it's all admitted. And, you know, the whole vaccine agenda, the Plum Island, you know, the testing of biological warfare on Plum Island, all of this, whether it's a fungus, whether it's a virus, the bioweapons that were used in Iraq, that were sprayed in California with Operation Sea Spray, where they sprayed a bunch of biological weapons all over the in San Francisco. They tested biological weapons in New York. In the
it's declassified. They put in hepatitis shots for gay men in New York, the AIDS virus.
And you can actually pull this stuff up on Wikipedia now. It's not like I'm like we're sitting here saying, you know, this stuff happened. I mean, yes, I've got stacks and stacks of research just like you do. And all of this stuff is it's almost out there. It is out there for public knowledge. It's not like I'm getting
90% of it documents.
Yeah, 90% of it.
That's what's crazy is it's in U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1528, Paragraph B, that, oh, it's illegal to test on people secretly unless it's for law enforcement or research purposes. And then that's how they take foster kids and radiate them. And they're not radiating kids because they don't know what radiation does. They're testing people that are being compromised, like the Milgram experiment, to follow orders to then run giant criminal operations. Just like they get people to molest kids to be part of the group or people to kill people to be part of the group, they're testing to see what you'll do.
And the thing is, all of the different things that they're using, whether it's fluoride or whatever, all of these things usually don't show symptoms for 3 to 6 months. It's like what I'm going to be talking about today, which is the fungus epidemic, the hidden fungus epidemic in yeast and mold. That's
and by the way, it's not just you. Right, it's in all the medical literature, mainline doctors I talked to. I know three people the last year who've had brain surgeries or their kids or their wives have. Three people. Because fungus is getting through the blood-brain barrier and growing in the brain now. I mean, what the hell is that?
What the hell is that? Is that fungus is one of those things that loves sugar. And we live in a society which, again, some people say that high fructose corn syrup, you know, was an attack on the population. And it was developed that way. It's got traces of mercury in it as well. But when you
not traces, I have a Washington Post admits 90% of soft drinks have illegal levels of lead and mercury. You can Google that. Type in soft drinks, high levels of lead and mercury, guys. I'm going to show folks. Go ahead.
When you contaminate the soil, when you contaminate, you know, the soil is contaminated because it's watered. Think about ages ago where the ancient people would take water from the local river and irrigate their fields. And that water, because there were fish in the water, the fish were going to the bathroom, so there was probiotics in there. And that's how you got the soil-based microorganisms. That's how the soil was living.
You got inoculated from the earth.
Just like the earth. So if you look at the earth and you look at our digestive tract, it's almost exactly the same because our intestinal lining is almost like the soil and the soil of the earth. It grows out of it. So our gut is linked to every single system in our body and keeps our bodies healthy. So does the earth, soil, and the water supply supposed to keep everything healthy. But we've cut down all kinds of trees. We've poisoned the water. We've poisoned the soil. And that water, that acid rain that comes down on the soil, And we've been watering our soil and spraying the plants with heavy doses of atrazine and glyphosate and all the...
But we've got solutions. I want to get to this next hour. We got 15 minutes to do this the whole next hour. This is undoubtedly, because I've already was researching this. You've been obsessed with this for years. You finally have something that really counters this in a big way. And, of course, no one here at the office that's been taking the probiotics wants to come on air and say, yeah, I had irritable bowel syndrome or all these problems, and then I took Biome Defense from InfoWars Life. And literally, they all say it's gone. It's over. I may talk them into coming on air and talk about it, but this is next level, this new product, which I'll talk about right now, MycoZX.
Yes.
Let's briefly talk about MycoZX, and the next hour we'll actually get into the news and the big stack of stuff you've got. But it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off when you get it with Biome Defense, the probiotic that's the very best out there. We've also have free shipping, orders $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. Additionally, on top of that, and then you fund an organization dedicated to the truth and get something you and your family absolutely need. But you should consult your healthcare provider. This is not a game. This is not a joke. Especially if you have really big yeast levels or fungus in your body. You know, there can be some responses to this as you're flushing it. But why is this product so powerful? What does it do?
So we've been doing research, just like you have, on what's currently going on. Obviously, we stay ahead of the game because our job is to protect and address the root cause of the problem, which is why I've been...
Now, we want stuff for our own kids.
This is why we've addressed the president. You know, let's address the root cause of America's health problems. But getting back to fungus, it's becoming an increasing epidemic. It's only getting worse.
Killing bats everywhere, other animals, squirrels are dying.
Funguses were used as bioweapons.
So why is it suddenly killing so many mammals?
Number one, because our immune systems are suppressed because of the environment in which we live. So our gut is unhealthy, our liver is toxic.
Yeah, but why are bats all over the U.S., why are funguses suddenly killing entire, 10 million bats in one cave? I mean, suddenly just devastating.
Well, because the bat's environment is changing as well. It's not like just we change. The whole earth changes. When the environment becomes an environment that's detrimental to the earth, it also becomes...
In fact, Google guys, mold and fungus killing bats. It's all over the news.
Because,
nose.
Bats are also... There's more sugar out there, too, and I'm sure that that has a lot to do with it because the conversion in funguses are adapting and they're changing. As a matter of fact, there was a new fungus called Candida auris that was just released, which is a killer fungus as well. Fungus is something...
The fungus now reached the West Coast and killed 7 million bats in 1 year.
Yeah, fungus is a growing epidemic, and I've been testing this formula and making changes to this formula for over 10 years. I've had nobody. Here's the thing, Alex. When you go to the doctor with a list of symptoms, you can look at symptoms of fungus overgrowth in the body. It's going to show you're going to pull up over 100 symptoms, everything from brain fog, lack of energy, insomnia, headaches, bowel problems,
joint pain.
It's joint pain. It's linked to Crohn's disease.
Infertility. What about the obesity epidemic? I know they test people that are really obese and like they're just colonized by fungus.
Yeast overgrowth. I have a study right here by Jacob Tietelbaum at the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Center in Dallas. Yeast overgrowth is linked to an average weight gain of 32.5 pounds. What doctor?
By the way, folks, look, I'm not bragging. We game changed the presidency. We game changed the New World Order. Globalism is falling because of you. You are the info war. Listen, this is religious for me. Okay, I do not bring you something unless I absolutely believe in it. And if we were reigned with $1 billion, I would turn 99% of it against the enemy. I want to defeat them. I'm ready to give my life. Everybody knows that against the enemy. Please, we only have a limited supply of this. I want to get your reviews. I want to hear what you have to say. For me, it's been incredible. Don't take it on an empty stomach, though. MycoZX, antifungal, antifungus, anti-yeast. Get it today. Limited run. It'll be months till we get more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I cannot sell something unless it helps somebody. I mean, just because metaphysically, I mean, this is who I am. I'm not even that good of a person. I just metaphysically don't want to hurt people. I want to treat you like I want to be treated. Texas hospitality. And I can't believe no one has put out something this good. This, just like other folks took probiotics, I said take probiotics. They didn't have the effect. They took the Biome Defense you developed over a decade, the very best strains, healed them. I mean, horrible irritable bowel, horrible problems, gone in 1 month. I'm telling you, and from my research, correct me if I'm wrong, we haven't had this talk. Is MycoZX is next level. Isn't good bacteria will displace the fungus and the yeast, but isn't actually annihilating them the key? Or you said there's a healthy balance.
Well, here's what
happens. This is next level.
So, first of all, if anybody drinks alcohol out there, and if anybody eats sugar, then you're most likely going to have an excess of fungus in your body. And actually, yeast is a fungus and mold is a fungus. Most people don't know that. They think it's separate. So it's all goes into the hidden attack and the hidden agenda.
Well, how
of fungus.
Is it suddenly growing in brains everywhere?
Well, there's a lot of there's actually studies coming out right now that show that funguses can produce 600 times more neurotoxins. You're talking about the brain.
Wow.
Generated from a high EMF environment. Okay.
So the electromagnetic, they're feeding off this.
Electromagnetic radiation.
Maybe they're a hive mind or something. I'm trying to figure this out. Why does the attack seem so alien? Because I've never seen aliens. I don't get everything the globalists do is like anti-human, kill us, annihilate us. So why are they out to get us? Is it just psychopathic inbreeding? What is it?
It's really more or less a slow death.
Why are the elite trying to kill us? I'm saying, who are they?
Well, because they want, first of all, it's a money thing. They want to control us. If you really want to get in deep with
the ultimate power is just hurt us.
The ultimate power is slow death, increased money for the pharmaceuticals, being able to, it gets deeper than that, Alex. When you look at Morgellons, which is a fungal disease, people are having fibers growing out of their body, which is being traced back to some of the compounds found in the chemtrails right now, which are prions. And they're showing that you can control these things through electromagnetic signals. Just like what you're talking about.
Well, that's what they say. It's a binary weapon. They put it into us. Then they're testing in labs. Then they're testing on us, seeing how it resonates and controls it. They can put out a wavelength and activate it. The fungus grows. We all die.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you.
Every move you make, every breath you take, I'll be watching you. And the Trump says, I'm under surveillance when they're on the news surveilling him. And they go, you're insane. We never did that, as if no one has a memory. Be sure to point this out on Monday, and now it's all over the news. They're like, yeah, here's the New York Times. I watched Fox News this morning. Yeah, they said they were surveilling the president. Yeah, I'm looking for it in my stack. We got an article here where Zuckerberg is in the New York Times telling China, don't worry, I'm going to censor the internet. I've already tested it in the U.S. And then a USA Today article, there it is, Facebook made China censorship tool. There you go. And they're now using that in the U.S., Zuckerberg using Chinese-style censorship tool in America, and what are they blocking? Senator Rand Paul on the show. It's a senator who'll want to have some hearings about that. That's what they blocked yesterday and took off our Facebook. And now former CIA analyst Obama gave green light for NSA CIA to sabotage. That's from Larry C. Johnson, CIA analyst section chief. Let's go ahead. It's from his sources. Let's go to what Zuckerberg doesn't want you to see this. Here it is.
Both Jim Clapper, John Brennan of CIA, were intimately involved in trying to derail the candidacy of Donald Trump. That there was some collusion overseas with Britain's own GHCQ. That information that was gathered from GHCQ was actually passed to John Brennan, and it was disseminated within the U.S. government. This dissemination was illegal. Donald Trump is, in essence, correct that the intelligence agencies and some in the law enforcement community on the side of the FBI were, in fact, illegally trying to access, monitor his communications with his aides and with other people.
That's right.
All of this with an end to trying to destroy and discredit his presidency. I don't think there will be any doubt of that. I think it's worth noting that the head of the National Security Agency, an Admiral Rogers, made a journey to Trump Tower shortly after Trump had won. And in the immediate aftermath of his visit, Jim Clapper and others in the intelligence community called for him to be fired. Now, why did Rogers go to Trump Tower? My understanding is, let's call it, it was to cover himself because he was aware that the NSA had been, the authorities had been misused and abused with respect to Donald Trump. So I think Trump's decision to go out this morning and tweet this was fully intended to send a notice and send word that I don't think he's doing this without evidence. He does have evidence. I think it was just inartfully expressed in the tweet.
All right. So. And you've got the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House saying the same thing. No Russian evidence, and they were spying on him. They've got a big problem, but they're so arrogant, Dr. Group. We're going to break here in a moment, that they're doing all this. Meanwhile, this is out of the New York Post. FBI Chief Comey asserting power like no one in history. He's acting like he's the president, saying, it's outrageous. We don't wiretap anybody. Well, we know the FBI didn't do it. He didn't accuse the FBI. So Comey is a piece of work. I mean, just because he's like 9 feet tall doesn't mean he's allowed to act like this, man. God, just let us have prosperity, man. What the hell's your problem, Dr. Grip?
Yeah, just stop the attacks and everything. Jesus. I mean, let's just move on and let's just start moving.
Get off the president's back, jerk. He's supporting you, dumbass.
In a positive manner. You know, listen, I reached out to the Obama administration, the Bush administration, to try to help them with health care, address the root cause of the problem.
What do you make of Trump coming out of his vaccine?
And listen, I don't remember anybody, regardless who was in office, that was out there in masks, you know, hurting people and trying to go a million miles an hour and do attack.
Oh, yeah, the Democrats are now a violent group. What's happening?
It's like seriously violent. It's just like this crazed. I mean, they all need to cleanse. I mean, they all need some serious spiritual.
Have you noticed how unhealthy they look? I want to show the zombie video with Paul
like
Watson.
Pelosi. I mean, she's like can't even get her words together. She's like slurring.
Let's talk about that. I want to show the start of Paul Watson's report when we come back. But you just saw what they don't want you to see.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.